after investigating, because they said, the woman who accused Keontae Johnson of sexual assault had a relationship with him many times in advance of that, had gone to his apartment many times in advance of that. But, and again, I'm not a lawyer, but that doesn't mean you weren't sexually assaulted this time. Just because you've had sex with somebody before doesn't mean you can't sexually assault them at some point in the future. I mean, this goes without saying, right? Yep. Imagine there's somebody I had sex with 10 times before. But the 11th time, they were passed out incapacitated, and I forced myself upon them without consent. That's sexual assault.
Yep.
Just because you've had sex with somebody before doesn't mean you're incapable of committing sexual assault. And beyond that, the other explanation was, well, she said she was, this is certainly, I'm connecting some dots here, but this is how it reads to me. The young woman had said she was incapacitated and woke up and realized she had been assaulted. And they couldn't prove she was incapacitated. Well, you can't prove she wasn't.
Sure.
To be clear, I've read enough of these stories to know that sexual assault is, if not the most difficult crime to prove, it is a very difficult crime to prove. Often it's just a he said, she said thing. In fact, right here, he said, she said thing. I was incapacitated, woke up and realized I'd been assaulted. No, she wasn't. Who are you going to believe? Right.
Right. Right.
And so I understand why you have to err on the side of, if we can't reasonably expect to convict this person beyond a reasonable doubt, then what is the point of even filing the charges? There's no physical evidence that a sexual assault was committed. A jury is going to realize they had a relationship many times in advance of this, and there's no way we can prove that she was incapacitated or not, so we just can't move forward. I'm certain some version of that is the explanation, and I understand that. But from a university perspective, when you were thinking about bringing somebody onto your campus, what you can or cannot prove is vastly different than what you think may or may not have happened. And so I've heard some people say the reason Keontae Johnson's options at the collegiate level right now are limited. I mean, this was an all-SEC player. He's a preseason SEC player of the year in 2020. The reason his options are limited right now is because of the the medical condition. That's part of it, obviously. But this sexual assault allegation is also part of it. There are some schools who simply say, accused of sexual assault in even a kind of credible way, we're not bringing you to campus. You're not worth the headache. So that is something Memphis is going to have to work through if they are indeed seriously pursuing him and considering bringing him to campus, which, again, according to the reporting, they are. As for the medical condition, I had somebody ask me earlier today, so would you bring Keontae Johnson on with the medical condition? I'm not a doctor. I would trust my doctors.
Yep.
But I can't make that call from a radio studio. But it is true Florida's doctors refused to let him play. But what is also true is not too long ago, a kid named Jared Butler enrolled at Alabama. Avery Johnson was the coach. Had a heart condition. Alabama wouldn't clear him to play. He transferred to Baylor, won a national championship.
Wow.
And now he's in the NBA. So he wouldn't clear to play at Alabama, but got cleared to play at Baylor, got cleared to play in the NBA for the Utah Jazz. So just because one school's medical staff won't clear you doesn't mean that another school's medical staff don't clear you. So if I'm Memphis, the medical condition, I just leave that up to my doctors. You guys run all the tests. You make the call. Whatever you say, that's what we'll do. The more complicated thing is the sexual assault allegation. Innocent till proven guilty, I get it. But that's how you run a legal system. That's not how you run a university. They should do their due diligence on that. I'm certain they will.
Story number four.
Did you see this video, Fox 13?
I did, man. That was wild.
It was a real live shootout.
Yeah, that was a wild video. I watched it this morning.
So the Memphis Police Department gets called on a shots fired at this hotel in Parkway Village. Hotel is putting it nicely. It looks like the type of place you might end up in a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Lamar Avenue. You might end up in a shootout. So this guy is firing out the window at cops.
Mm-hmm.
Not like once or twice.
No, it's a shootout.
It's a shootout. This guy's in a shootout, like 1:15 in the morning. And eventually he surrenders. He comes out the window that he's been shooting at the cops through. He comes out that window, but if you watch him, did you see him fall out of the window?
No, I didn't see that part.
Okay. I think
I just saw the shootout.
Okay. Well, he eventually like puts his hands up like, hey, I surrender. And then he comes out the window, but he's still holding his pistol.
What?
I don't know how this guy didn't get,
not a good idea.
I don't know how this guy didn't get smoked.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
If you were like, I don't know what I'd do if I was a cop. I wouldn't be a cop because I'm not brave enough to deal with stuff like that. Like at 1:15 in the morning, I'm trying to watch a Manti Te'o documentary. I ain't trying to be in a shootout with some guy on Lamar Avenue, right? So God bless everybody who's brave enough to do that job.
No question.
It ain't for me. But I think if I were a cop in 2022, I'd be like, if one of y'all want to shoot this guy, go ahead. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to end up on the news tonight for shooting a minority. And now I, you know, now I'm facing that scrutiny. Like this guy deserves to be shot right between the eyes, but I ain't gonna be the one doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I think all bets are off once you start shooting at cops.
Well, that's the thing. I wonder what would have happened if this guy, after holding his hands in the air and saying, I surrender, but then coming out of the window with a gun still in his hand, if somebody would have popped him, would that have led to protest? Because you know me, like I'm left-leaning, liberal, progressive. You know, the people who did what they did to George Floyd should be in jail forever. But I do say this. Once you start taking shots at cops, you get what you get.
No doubt.
Like, I ain't protesting for you once you're taking shots at cops. You start taking shots at cops, you get what you get. If they put one right in your brain, then that's on you. You know, don't shoot 15 rounds at cops if you don't want them shooting back. So I'd be curious to know what would that have led to if that guy says, I surrender, take me, but somebody still popped him. Would that have led to protest and big questions about Memphis Police Department? Because if that would have happened last night, we were talking about that today. You know who I'd side with? Mm. Memphis Police Department.
I would too.
I'd say they got called to this motel in Lamar. Shots fired. This guy is firing out the window a lot of times at them. Whatever happens to that guy after that doesn't matter to me. You don't want to get shot by the cops, don't shoot at the cops.
Don't shoot at them. That's simple.
So either way, the guy was taken into custody unharmed, and he's going to be in jail for a long time, I'm certain. Drew Hill's up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Attention veterans. If you were stationed at Camp Lejeune between 1953 and 1987, you and your family may be victims of toxic water poisoning. You could be awarded financial compensation for your suffering. Cancers, birth defects, deadly illnesses have all been linked to the contaminated water. Congress is now holding the government accountable, but you must act now. Get your free case review. Call True Law at 877-560-8555. 877-560-8555. Or visit sickvets.com. That's sickvets.com.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Mehdi understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance. So if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Mehdi and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-1333, online, smilecentermemphis.com.
Coming for a hilarious night of comedy, it's Chris Tucker.
My family tripped out when they found out how much money I was making. My daddy tripping gonna tell me his doctor said he need a new car because the old car messing up his back. I said, damn, you don't swear me down. Look at the prescription. Your daddy need to be blue and convertible. It's good for my spirit, Charlie.
Chris Tucker. Friday, November 11th in Horseshoe Casino Tunica. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Chris Tucker. You must be 21 or older to attend event or gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Everyone knows how beneficial therapy can be, but traditional therapy can be overwhelming, confusing, and inconvenient. When scheduling in-person therapy, it can be difficult to find the right therapist near you, and it can take weeks to get on their calendar. We knew there had to be a better way, and that's where BetterHelp began. I'm Danny, co-founder of BetterHelp Online Therapy. When Alana and I started BetterHelp in 2013, our mission was simple. Find a way to make professional therapy accessible, affordable, and convenient for everyone. BetterHelp works around your schedule and lifestyle. You can connect to a therapist by phone, video call, or even text message. You don't even have to turn on your camera if you don't feel comfortable. And if your therapist isn't the right fit, you can switch anytime with the click of a button, because BetterHelp is designed with you in mind. See why over 2 million members have trusted BetterHelp for online therapy. Go to betterhelp.com/youfirst and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/youfirst. For 10% off your first month.
I've got Jeff Allen on the phone over at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Hey, what you got cooking over there, Jeff?
Randy, it's time to get in a new ride from Gossett Kia Mount Moriah. I can put you in a 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive SUV 27 combined MPG for that summer vacation for just $245 a month. 36-month lease, $29.99 due at signing. And if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly what you want. You choose your own bells and whistles.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, Jeff. Of service with a smile. And your Kias are always equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
That's a 2023 Kia Seltos LX $245 a month at Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero secure deposit. Seltos P737-1345, MSRP 24610. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 9/1/22, dealer stock only.
Regions Bank presents Live at the Garden 2022 at the beautiful Memphis Botanic Garden. Saturday, August 20th, Live at the Garden welcomes Brett Young.
Let's just stay here tonight.
Don't miss Brett Young Live at the Garden.
In case you didn't know, baby, I'm crazy about you.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. More info at RadianceAmp.com. Also presented by Duncan Williams Investment Bankers, AutoZone, Gossett Motors, True Green, The Lilly Company, Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What if I thought I knew you? Really, what's it to you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? What's a poor boy with exquisite taste to do? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you?
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight, and I promise you it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. It wouldn't make any sense for me or you or anybody else to get any other brand, because New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you're going to find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. You like flavored vodkas? They make a bunch. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, redberry, peach, pineapple, coconut, passion fruit. And don't forget about the New Amsterdam Vodka Wildcard cans. They're terrific. Hard lemonade, hard tea, hard punch, in a can, ready to go soon as you pop the top. You can find them in your local liquor stores. Next time you are in a bar or a restaurant, please ask for it by name. If you don't see it, ask them to get it for you. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. That website, again, newamsterdamspirits.com. Drew Hill covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. He joins me now. Hey, Drew Hill, how are you?
I'm good. I think I could use a New Amsterdam vodka at the moment. Being Jeff Calkins is exhausting.
Don't tell me. That guy just took off to Switzerland and left everybody to do all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
I know. What a move that was. And for him to not do radio while he's in Switzerland, of all places, that's just ridiculous.
Embarrassing.
I mean, it's the least he could have done if he's going to go all the way out there to Switzerland.
How dare he not host a radio show on his vacation?
Yeah, that's just a ridiculous idea.
You know what, in fairness to Jeff, he always, while on vacation, like to Michigan or whatever, he will always be here at 5 o'clock. He was like, Switzerland, the time change is just a little too complicated, and it is. I think, I don't know how many hours it is ahead, 6, 7, 8, somewhere in that range. So it's like, probably midnight after midnight in Switzerland right now. In fact, let's just figure it out. What time is it
It is 12 a.m.
So it's a little after midnight in Switzerland. And if he has got nothing better to do at midnight in Switzerland than talk to me, that's not a good vacation.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, he does. I listen to sports radio. I still listen to Tuscaloosa sports radio. I listen to this station. Even when he's driving on these road trips, he's on the phone for 2 hours. It's crazy.
Yeah,
we're talking about work ethic.
Yeah, you know what? I take back the things I might have said about Jeff Calkins. He's committed to the cause. Like when I'm on vacation, Bennett knows. Bennett doesn't even ask. I'm on vacation. I'm not working. But there's two differences here for me and Jeff. One is my show's at 4, his is at 9, and I like to drink, and he doesn't. So the idea that I'm going to be on vacation, I might have had a drink by 4 o'clock on vacation, and I don't need to be coming on the radio slurring my words. So I just say, I'm on vacation, leave me alone. But Jeff is often on vacation and still willing to jump on my show, jump on his show, and other shows. Hey, Jeff Calkins.
Okay, here's a question.
Bennett, hit that button and gives him a round of applause for Jeff Calkins.
Jeff.
Yeah, that's for Jeff.
Here's a question real quick. What's the appropriate – when you are on vacation, what is the appropriate time to start drinking? What is
whenever,
too early?
I don't think there is too early. Now, I don't wake up and start drinking because sure. That makes for a long day. That gets to be not fun at some point.
Just take a nap.
You can't now. That is one way to do it. To go when we went to Santorini last year, we did a wine tour one day that started at 9 a.m. So you're drinking at 9 a.m. and that's not a great way to start the day. But we took a nap at 2. We nap from 2 to 5, and then you wake up and you're fresh and ready to go again.
Yeah, that's tough though. I don't do the drink. See, I have figured out now. I'm only 27, so I'm not that old at all. But I've figured out now. I don't do well with the drinking during the day and the drinking at night anymore. Maybe in my college days I could do that. Now, my girlfriend and I, we've talked about it. It's pick one or the other because you're not getting through both. It's just too difficult now.
I can actually do it, but I don't do it. I don't drink during the day at all because I have a radio show at 4 o'clock. So I never have a drink before 6:30 at night. Even on the weekends, I go play golf, and people are always like, so you drink on the golf course? I don't drink on the golf course at all, ever. Because I've got to drive home afterwards, so I'm not risking that. So I don't drink on the golf course. I don't drink during the day. But if you said, hey, I want you to start drinking at 10 a.m. today and make it through the night coherently and then pop up tomorrow morning and feel great, I can do that. My wife is actually blown away by the way I can pop up the next morning and just go straight back to work focused. And it doesn't even appear that I had a drink last night, and I could have had 40,000 drinks last night. But I can, with few exceptions, I can pop up the next day, ready to go.
Yeah, some of these, I won't name any names, but some of these Grizzlies road trips, they have the tendency occasionally to get a little rowdy.
Sure.
If we're there the day before a game, that's just the way that it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I do not do well. If we have shoot around the next day, I'm like, nah, can't do it. I can't get up. I just won't get up and make it. I think I've had to retire.
See, I'm still pretty good about that. I don't go out often, but I can go out and then pop up the next morning. I'm ready to go. Tonight, I got a buddy here I'm going to go spend some time with at a bar. So we might be out till 1 in the morning, you know. We might be out really late. And I've got to meet somebody for breakfast at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. And I can do that no problem. It doesn't matter how much I drink tonight. I'll be ready to go, fresh, coherent at 8 o'clock in the morning. No problem.
Do you do the liquid IVs?
I've actually never done one. There have been times where I clearly needed one, but I've never done one.
Oh, well, those are pretty money. I like those. Those help for sure. But I'm done. I've retired from that.
The one time on the road, I remember it being a problem. You mentioned shoot around. Well, the Tigers were in a NCAA tournament down in New Orleans, and they had like the early game, like a noon tip-off or something like that. And the problem with New Orleans is nobody tells you to go home. You know, they don't say last call. You can just, if you want to stay up all night in New Orleans, it ain't hard to do. So we were up all night long. I don't even remember who I was with. But I'm walking back to the hotel. Sun's rising. And I see somebody on the Memphis staff. I'm walking into the hotel. They're walking out. And I'm like, I'm walking toward the hotel, and they're just outside the hotel. And I see them, and I'm like, you know, I look like somebody who's been out on that long. And I said, oh, whoa, so you had a late night too, huh? He goes, GP, we're going to breakfast. What are you talking about? We got a game in like 4 hours, 5 hours. And I'm like, ooh. And that was a hard day because I had to, you know, I probably slept 3 hours and then go cover an NCAA tournament game. That was a hard day. But I've had a few of those. But by and large, I'm pretty good at recovery. I imagine I won't be someday, but I'm pretty good at recovery, even at this advanced age.
Well, good for you. Yeah, I can't make it like that anymore. I think there was a time, definitely. I think I used most of my drinking in college. Like, I just did too much of it in college, and then now I'm like, I'm much more chill, I think, than your average person that's my age.
I'm talking to Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. Let's turn our attention to the Grizzly schedule released today. Broadly speaking, what stood out? First thing, big takeaway from the Grizzlies schedule for the 2022-23 season. Is it obviously 18 national television games?
Yeah, I mean, this is the Ja Morant effect. They've had good teams before. They've never had Ja Morant before. Very clearly, he's one of the most popular players in the league. When you got a draw like that, you can have national TV games like that. I mean, you have them playing on Christmas, and the NBA now has to compete with the NFL on Christmas this year. They're playing on ABC on Super Bowl Sunday. That's pretty cool. If you're having a Super Bowl party, I mean, it kind of stinks for me if you're trying to watch the Super Bowl, but for everybody else, that's pretty cool.
So what time do they tip off on? What time do they tip off on Super Bowl Sunday?
1 o'clock on ABC in Boston against the Celtics.
Okay, so that's great. It's not great for you, I acknowledge, Sunday is that Super Bowl Sunday is like a national holiday. Everybody is sitting around their house. If you're hosting people, you're like getting ready for folks to come over, and you need something on, you know, just as a background viewing throughout the day. And you get Grizzly Celtics. That's great for me.
Yeah, Grizzly Celtics, Buffalo chicken dip. I mean, that's pretty good.
That's
a pretty good deal, I think, for everybody else. So that one was cool. I like that game on the schedule. And then Christmas Day. I mean, it's the first Christmas Day game in franchise history. It's exactly the matchup that everybody wanted to see. It should be a really fun game. I was really hoping that they wouldn't schedule a Grizzlies and Warriors game before Christmas, because I feel like it kind of would have taken a little bit of the energy out of that one, and they didn't. Grizzlies are still playing 4 games against the Warriors, none of them until after Christmas, which is perfect. So the next time those two teams will see each other, it'll be on Christmas Day, and it should be in an electric atmosphere and really, really fun.
That does make it better. If they would have played in November, and you know, all of the, this is the first time they've met since that time last season, since Draymond Green said this, since Jaren Jackson said that, since Klay Thompson said that, that would all be out of the way. You need the Christmas Day high profile game to be the first meeting of the Grizz Warriors. So I'm glad they did it that way, and I'm assuming they did it that way intentionally.
Yeah, you have to think. I mean, those were the games that I was ready to circle. That in New Orleans, I was curious if we were going to get any marquee New Orleans games on Martin Luther King Day. Instead, you get the Suns, which is a good game. I just thought that we would get a big-time Pelicans game. Turns out that's coming on New Year's Eve. They'll be playing the Pelicans. I believe that's a national TV game as well, at home. So you get New Year's Eve and New Year's Day games here in Memphis. So that's good too.
Talking to Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. It's 18 games on TNT, ABC, ESPN, and then another 10 games on NBA TV. So that's 28 games. Basically, 34% of the Grizzlies' schedule is going to be available to the country. That obviously is way more than we've ever had with this Grizzlies franchise. And I think it's notable. It's more than the Knicks are going to get, the Nets are going to get, the Bulls are going to get, the Heat are going to get, and the season opener from FedEx Forum going to be on ESPN against a big brand like the New York Knicks. So that's neat too.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's a good opening game and a very winnable game if you're the Memphis Grizzlies. I think that's great. I actually, they put the single game season tickets on sale, and right before I came on, I just went ahead and got in the queue just to look at, you know, how many were sold, and they're pretty much gone for the most part. It is slim pickings if you're trying to go to the opening Grizzlies game, which should tell you how, you know, happy people are to watch this team again this year and how excited everybody is about the upcoming season and having an opening game on ESPN against a big market like that. So that's awesome. One other thing of note that I haven't mentioned yet that I think is interesting, people, I hear a lot sometimes from Grizzlies fans, well, why don't we have Saturday home games? Like, it feels like we don't have enough Saturday home games for the Grizzlies. They don't play a Saturday home game until New Year's Eve, that game against the Pelicans that I mentioned. I think part of that is intentional because we are in college football country here. I think a lot of the people that are Grizzlies fans are also fans of the major college football teams in the area, and you are in the South here. And every team will get to submit certain things that they want when it comes to how their games are going to get scheduled. And I'm not saying, because I haven't asked, but I'm not saying that that is something that the Grizzlies mentioned, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was something that the Grizzlies mentioned. Hey, we'd like to probably avoid having Saturday night home games early in the season when college football is going on because of the market that they're in. So that was one other schedule note that I didn't mention before that I think is interesting.
No, and that makes sense because when there was a push by some NBA owners to maybe slide the start of the NBA schedule to Christmas, the idea behind it was to get out of football shadow as much as possible, get away from the college football season. And that push, if I remember correctly, originated with the owner of the Atlanta Falcons, who of course is, you know, in the heart of the SEC, you know, down there in Atlanta, Georgia. And so, yeah, you know, the Atlanta market, the Memphis market, the New Orleans market, having Saturday home games in football season is not good because most people in the South would rather stay at home and watch a lot of football games than go downtown and watch one basketball game.
Yeah, but I mean, that's good news for, I think most Grizzlies fans are actually okay with it. You do hear from the occasional Grizzlies fan that's like disappointed that there aren't more Saturday home games. I think they only have 4 Saturday home games this year. They have 9 Friday home games, I believe, though. So you're still getting weekend games. They have several Sunday games, which will happen in the afternoon. But yeah, it's probably better for the Grizzlies if they avoid that Saturday. And then the other news, besides the scheduling news, that I think a lot of people were interested in, or what I heard from people about today, is that Bally Sports is now offering a streaming package to watch. So if you are one of the people that has streaming in your house, I'm not. I'm old school with Xfinity. Shout out Bennett. If you don't have Xfinity and you had a streaming network, it was almost impossible to get Grizzlies games on TV, and that was great that they had 18 nationally broadcast games. But now you'll have the option to pay. I believe it's like $20 a month or something, and you'll be able to stream the Grizzlies game on Bally Sports Plus. So that was also the big news that coupled the scheduling announcement today. So I think everybody here is pretty happy. You got your wish if you're a Grizzlies fan. You got a streaming option, you got a Christmas Day game, you got a marquee game to open the season, you got 18 games on national TV. Doesn't get any better than that.
I, like you, am not a cord cutter. Like, I have DirecTV, still pay for it every month. And the main reason, because we also have Apple TVs and Rokus, like, I also have screens that are set up to simply stream stuff. But the problem I run into is with live sports. You know, I'm a Mets fan. And so if I were to stream Mets games, it's about 45 seconds to a minute behind. And what happens is I follow so many Mets beat writers on Twitter that if I'm, you know, looking at Twitter and watching a Mets game, it'll say, and Pete Alonso just hit a two-run homer, Mets up 3-0 in the third, and I'm watching the game on a stream, and that has not happened yet. It ruins these moments. And so if I were a Grizzlies fan trying to stream, and if you've just cut the cord and period, then that's your best option. But if you are also following, you know, Drew Hill and Chris Harrington and other people who cover the Grizzlies, you're going to run into the situation where Ja Morant is dunking. You're seeing it on Twitter 30 seconds before you actually see it on your screen. I almost think if you're going to stream a game, you need to close Twitter, or else Twitter's going to ruin it for you.
I really do think I'm one of the very few people 30 and under that still has cable and like refuses to cut the cord. But I think the quality is better. You never have to worry about, like, you know, even when the internet is spotty sometimes, you still get cable. Like, that's not going out. And there's benefits to having cable. Like, we get Peacock for free. During the pandemic, I got into Premier League soccer. I like that now. It's, like, one of the few sports that I can watch that nobody here will argue with me about. And I like that. Like, I just enjoy having something that I watch that pretty much only I watch in the area. And I can just watch it and enjoy it to myself, and I wouldn't get any of that. Or at least I'd have to pay more for that than if I didn't have it. So there are reasons that I've kept it, but I can totally understand why a lot of people have decided to cut the cord. It does get ridiculously expensive, and they give you the deals when you first sign up, and it gets more expensive as it goes. And I don't know. I can't let it go. I can't give it up just yet, but I know that is good news for a lot of people in the Memphis area.
Oh, no, I get it, too. My DirecTV bill is like $350 a month. I mean, it's outrageous.
Yeah, that's outrageous. That is outrageous. I don't pay anything near that.
But
that's
like
crazy.
I have everything. You know, I've got the Major League Baseball package, the NBA package, NFL package. At one point, I even had the WNBA package. I don't know if I have that anymore. But, like, I've got – yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy expensive. I mean, we got a bunch of boxes, too. You know, whatever. It's been the same for so long that it's just – it is what it is. But I can understand why people wouldn't want to pay $350 a month just to have stuff on your TV. That's kind of crazy. Like, as I'm saying it out loud, I feel kind of stupid. Like, maybe I should reconsider what I'm doing.
Between that and your thermostat – I mean, you're just getting killed, man. You're getting killed.
Dude, my thermostat was outrageous. Whatever that month was when everybody's jumped, what was the most you ever got to? What was the highest number you ever got to?
Oh, man. I don't know. See, I live in a smaller house, but
right.
I think it was well over $200. I mean,
oh, dude.
It was over $200, which isn't that bad. I'm sure yours is way worse than that.
Dude, I had a one-month bill that was $1,038.
Oh, my God.
For electricity.
That's insane.
Absolutely insane.
That's insane.
That's outrageous.
$1,038.
Bennett, what did yours get to? We live in the same neighborhood.
Mine never gets to like $300.
Yeah, I say 200, but I said that conservatively because I couldn't actually remember.
The problem is sometimes you got to find, you know, first off, we like to keep the house cool, and then you got a five-year-old who leaves the door open sometimes. That's going to cause a problem. And then we're just reckless. We're reckless. We should be more responsible at the parish house. Paying $1,038 for $1,038 for electricity, constantly having to buy new Nintendo Switch controllers. It's a mess. It's a mess.
That's crazy. That's a lot. They don't pay me enough for that.
Wow.
You hear that, Daily Memphian?
Hold up. I heard all you Daily Memphian guys got raises.
Hey. No comment on that.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I appreciate your time. Get back to covering for Jeff Calkins, and I'll talk to you down the row.
All right. You guys have a good day. See you, Gary.
Right. Bye-bye. That's Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. I thought I heard all those guys. I heard all the commercial pill guys got raises and the Daily Memphian guys got raises. I heard they were.
How about that?
I heard they was getting.
Newspapers are alive and well.
I'm not sure that's true. But when you have talented people like Drew Hill, you got to take care of them. Isn't that right?
You're damn right.
You're damn right. That's what I think. That's what I always thought was true. Always felt true to me. I remember when I was at the commercial appeal. I'd done all this work and had never gotten a raise. Just like I was making this more or less the same amount of money I got I made when I got hired, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was appreciative to have that job. I got it right out of college. Like, I was lucky. But, you know, you're breaking big stories and winning big awards and covering a big beat. And you're like, shouldn't I be getting a raise? And it was just like, no. And then I got the offer from CBS Sports. And I went to them and I said, hey, I got this offer from CBS Sports. And, you know, I think I'm going to go. I'm not here, you know, asking you for more money. You know, I think I just wanted to, you know, I'm probably going to be turning in a 2-week notice fairly soon. And I just wanted to give you a heads up. And within 15 minutes, they said, we can get you another $20,000 a year. And I'm like, what? I'm like, first off, that's not good enough. But I would have loved to have had an extra $20,000 a year last year. Or the year before?
Yeah.
If it was that easy for you to give that to me, why did you deny raises every time? And the truth is, what I've learned is it's hard to get a raise unless you've got a real option. You've got a real other opportunity sitting there. I just remember being really frustrated by that. Like, yo, I'm a young father, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. And within 15 minutes of me telling you I might leave, you came up with $20,000 out of the air. I could have really used that $20,000 last year. I don't need it anymore, but I could have used it then.
Yep.
That's frustrating.
That's fair. No, you're. I think you're right.
It was just because they acted like the money wasn't there. Like, we'd love to give you a raise. You're doing great work, but it's just not there. And then when I say, hey, I'm leaving, it's like, hey, the money's here. Well, where'd that money come from? Just remember being frustrated.
I'm with you.
You know who never has to be frustrated about money or worry about a DirecTV bill?
Who?
LeBron James.
Yeah, no kidding.
He agreed to a 2-year contract extension earlier today. We'll talk about that next.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've covered my share of disasters, and I can tell you the people of ServiceMaster by Cornerstone are the experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. They use all modern methods to repair the damage, be it a home gutted by fire or a 5-story commercial building racked by storm damage, with a laser focus on getting your home or commercial building back to normal. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone has the respect of risk insurance adjusters and emergency contractors. It will save your business or home. Make the wise choice for disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone.
You know him from TV, your favorite comedian from Staten Island, Joe Gatto. A night of comedy, Sunday, September 11th at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss this one-night special event, Joe Gatto's Night of Comedy.
Mold can make your family really sick. If you have any kind of water leak in your walls, roof, floors, anywhere, even a small one, you need to have it checked out. Make sure there's no moisture that'll grow mold. I rely on Shield Environmental Services. They respond quickly because you don't mess around with mold. They don't charge anything to do a thorough inspection, and they're locally owned, so prices are reasonable. Go to shieldenvironmentalservices.com for trusted people and local rates.
Are you sick and tired of that constant pain in your knees or hips or back? Especially this time of the year, you need to be moving pain-free, right? Hey there, it's Gary Parrish for the team at QC Kinetics, which is helping people here in Memphis every day get them lasting pain relief using the latest advances in regenerative medicine. The science is simple. They concentrate your own body's healing agents and apply them to your aching joints, restoring and repairing damaged tissue with no drugs, no steroids, and no surgery. Listen, the old remedies for pain? They're not the only remedies, not anymore. You need to learn more about how regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics can change your life. Make this the last summer you suffer from chronic pain. QC Kinetics has clinics here and all over America. This is the exciting new natural way to deal with joint pain with no side effects and no downtime. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation, 901-445-1010. That's 901-445-1010, 901-445-1010.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone. They've got battery solutions for free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
By now, you've heard all of our ads. America's largest injury law firm. But what does that really mean for our clients, for you? It means that when you hire us, you don't just get a lawyer. You get a legal army, almost 800 lawyers alone. That army includes an entire legal team, specialist lawyers, investigators, and a 24/7 client satisfaction staff. Just like if you were going into surgery, you wouldn't trust one person to handle the paperwork, the scheduling, the anesthesia, and the surgery. Have you ever seen a surgeon operating alone and without resources? No way. Why would you trust a small firm with your case? Your case is a big deal to us. When it comes to law, size matters. We're America's largest injury law firm. Morgan & Morgan. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Attention veterans, if you were stationed at Camp Lejeune between 1953 and 1987, you and your family may be victims of toxic water poisoning. Cancers, birth defects, deadly illnesses have all been linked to the contaminated water. Congress is now holding the government accountable. You could be awarded financial compensation for your suffering, but you must act now. Get your free case review. Call True Law at 877-560-8555, 877-560-8555, or visit sickvets.com. That's sickvets.com.
Y'all know what's up.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show.
Y'all, 92
When disaster strikes, do you know who to call? I do. It's Service Master by Cornerstone. Largest franchise in a 600-mile radius. But you do not just call them because they're the biggest. That'd be silly. It wouldn't make any sense. You call them because they're the best, not the biggest. You call them because they're the best. The best at solving problems after a disaster. Disasters like fire damage, smoke damage, water damage, damage from a storm, mold. They can handle any of that. Their motto is, we don't pray for disasters. We just pray we get called when there is one. So remember the name. It's locally owned, locally operated. Service Master by Cornerstone. The number is 901-624-9200. 901-624-9200. They're available 24/7. Need them at 2 in the afternoon, they're there for you. 2 in the morning, they'll be there for you. Service Master by Cornerstone on the web, smcornerstone.com. Lakers star LeBron James has agreed to a 2-year, $97.1 million contract extension that includes a player option for the 2024-25 season. Clutch Sports CEO Rich Paul told ESPN earlier today that's going to guarantee his career earnings on the court go to $532 million. You know what that means, Big Bet Bennett?
What's that mean?
LeBron James has made more money playing basketball
than anybody in the history of the planet.
I mean, that ain't that surprising.
Like, if you were to ask me, who do you think's made more money playing basketball than anybody else in the history of the planet, I would have said LeBron James.
Yeah, for sure.
But it wasn't true before he signed this contract. Trivia time! Who had made the most money? In other words, had signed contracts that guaranteed the most amount of money for playing basketball in the history of the world? Who held that label before LeBron signed this contract?
Okay, it's got to be somebody that was awesome that played a long time. It's not. I don't think it's Jordan.
And let me help you. Somebody who was awesome, who played a long time, and who has played as these salaries have skyrocketed so recently. I'll give you another hint.
Yeah.
Still playing.
Still playing. Why can't I? I mean, is it? It's not Durant, is it?
It is Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant. Okay.
Kevin Durant, before LeBron signed this contract, had signed contracts worth more money than anybody in the history of basketball. But now it is LeBron James, and it could even go up $14 million to $546 million total, because his contract can spike when the salary cap goes up. What's interesting about this is that, first off, it's distraction averted. This was going to be something he was going to be asked about constantly throughout the season if he declined the opportunity to sign this contract. And he had until next year to sign it. So if he didn't sign it for whatever reason, he'd have been asked about it nonstop. Front office would have been asked about it nonstop. Does he not want to be here? Is this the last year of LeBron in L.A.?
Right.
But because he signs this two-year extension, now that distraction has gone away. They can focus on trying to be a good basketball team. It's also notable that it lines up where he will be an unrestricted free agent, if he wants, when Bronny James enters the 2024 NBA draft, if he actually does enter the 2024 NBA draft. LeBron has seemed to purposely line this up with his son's first draft eligible year. And the common thought in basketball circles is that he will let the world know, because he already has suggested this is true. I'm an unrestricted free agent. My son is draft eligible. If you draft him, I'll sign with you. And that would ensure that Bronny James gets drafted. Because if Bronny James was named Bennett Doyle, I don't think he's a one-and-done player at all. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. But if you're a franchise and all you got to do is draft Bronny James and LeBron James will sign with you into your cap space, however much you got, don't you have to do it?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a contender and you think LeBron James is the missing piece to making you a championship, a championship favorite, then you just got to draft Bronny James.
100%.
Right. So what'll be fascinating to see is, can Cleveland get into a position to draft Bronny James, bring LeBron back to Cleveland, and pair him with, you know, Evan Mobley, Darius Garland as they grow older, and then he could maybe compete for one more championship in Cleveland, which would be a fascinating story. Yep. So that's the news connected to LeBron James today. Two-year, $97.1 million contract extension that will allow him to be an unrestricted free agent when Bronny James either finishes his first year of college or Overtime Elite or G League Ignite, whatever he chooses to do. So that's lining up to be the most fascinating story heading into the 2024 NBA draft. Are you going to be set up to where if you draft Bronny James, you get LeBron James too? Certainly looks like it. Be back with dinner to go.
Time for back to school is almost here, but getting ready to go back to school time has already begun. Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. We have all the New Balance shoes your kids need to keep them looking, feeling, and performing their best this fall. Whether your kids play sports, need gear for PE, or just want to look great, New Balance Memphis is your first stop. New Balance designs shoes specifically for younger feet, and our fit specialists are trained in measuring growing feet. At New Balance Memphis, we match everyone with the perfect pair of shoes that's fit just for them. Get here soon and choose from the largest selection of New Balance shoes in Memphis, including all the newest styles. We also have the latest New Balance apparel, from high performance to comfy casual. Get ready for back to school now by shopping locally with us at the New Balance Memphis store, located on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. Come experience the difference a custom fit makes at New Balance Memphis.
Buyers need an agent who knows exactly how to find the best homes and negotiate the best deal for them. Interest rates are rising, but working with Josh Heisel means having the best options and strategies to make your unique circumstances a success. With Josh's Buy Before You Sell program, Josh can give you the cash that'll help negotiate the terms you desire on your new home for maximum convenience. Josh can make you an instant cash offer. And remember, Josh offers flexible fees, no upfront costs, and he'll let you out of the contract at any time, risk-free. So please call. The only real estate agent I would trust if I needed to sell my home is Josh Heisel with the Josh Heisel team of Keller Williams Realty. You can reach him at 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147. That's the number. Or just look up joshheisel.com or Google Josh Heisel team. That's Josh Heisel team.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Heisel. Go to joshheisel.com.
It's back to school time, so here's a lesson in big wireless hype. Flashy phone plan deals usually don't add up to actual savings. Graduate to Straight Talk Wireless and get our Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data for just $45 a month. Plus, get a Samsung Galaxy A13 5G for only $149, all on America's best 5G networks. Unlimited data, less money, no-brainer. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. A month equals 30 days. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Some people were made to follow the instructions. We were made to make our own. To always measure twice and never cut corners. Unless, of course, we've got a compound miter saw. Northern Tool and Equipment is a problem solver's paradise. There's nothing we can't find, fix, or figure out together. We're made for this. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com.
I've got Jeff Allen on the phone over at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Hey, what you got cooking over there, Jeff?
Randy, it's time to get in a new ride from Gossett Kia Mount Moriah. I can put you in a 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive SUV 27 combined MPG for that summer vacation for just $245 a month. 36-month lease, $29.99 due at signing. And if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly what you want. You choose your own bells and whistles.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, Jeff. Service with a smile. And your Kias are always equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
That's a 2023 Kia Seltos LX $245 a month at Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
$650 acquisition fee, $30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero secure deposit. Seltos P737-1345, MSRP 24610. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 9-1-22 dealer.
Your home is your comfort zone, and you take great pride in the tiny details that make it home. The same attention should be given to your home comfort system. Whether it's a simple tune-up to keep your system in top operating condition, or it's time to consider replacement, Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning is the comfort company you can trust. Family-owned and operated since 1970, we offer fast, friendly, professional service guaranteed. For all your home comfort system needs, call us today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Did you know trading in your car at a dealer could cost you money? A recent study found consumers who trade in their car pay an average of $990 more. So don't trade in. Sell it to We Buy Any Car. Learn more and get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Barbecue All-Star Superstore down in South Haven. If you haven't been there, you need to get there. 12,000 square feet of grills, smokers, sauces, seasonings, anything you can think of for your backyard barbecue and grilling needs. They got Big Green Eggs, Primo Grills, Grill Islands, drum smokers. Just a huge selection of anything and everything. Address is 875 Goodman Road, South Haven Commons. You can reach them at 662-510-5690, 662-510-5690. It's the Barbecue All-Stars Superstore. Right now, check this out. If you buy select grills or smokers, you'll get a Grill IMAX meat thermometer for free. That's an item that costs more than $100, but you can get it for zero additional dollars if you buy select grills or smokers right now at the Barbecue All-Stars Superstore. 662-510-5690. That's the number. 875 Goodman Road. That's the address. Check the website, thebbqallstars.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but I'll hit you with some breaking news out of California. And her official cause of death has been determined by the L.A. County coroner. She died of smoke inhalation and thermal injuries after driving her car into a home. She also suffered a sternal fracture due to blunt trauma, which basically means her chest was crushed in the accident. Just as bad as you would think.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
NLE Showdown. Truist Park down in Atlanta. Mets Braves game 3 of a 4-game series. Atlanta beat the Mets again last night 5-0. They've won the first two games in the series 18-1. The Mets lead in the NL East down to 3.5 games. We got Max Scherzer against Jake Odorizzi. Scherzer's -146. Braves are +131. Totals 8. Come on, Big Bet Bennett.
We'll go with Scherzer. You have to.
This is why you pay this guy $44 million, he'll come in and stop losing streaks, right?
Yeah, you got to go with him.
This is why he's the highest paid player in baseball this season, because your job is to come in and stop losing streaks. Tonight, Scherzer shuts him down or else.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Can I interest you in Look Both Ways?
Possibly.
New movie on Netflix. Another multiverse movie. This one stars Lily Reinhart as Natalie, whose life breaks into two paths after taking a pregnancy test on the night of her college graduation. In one universe, she becomes pregnant, stays in her hometown to raise her child. In the other universe, she's not pregnant, and she moves to L.A. to pursue her career. I hope she's not pregnant.
Okay.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Dan Wetzel, we talked about the Manti Te'o documentary on Netflix that dropped yesterday. Dan Wetzel wrote a column about it, just published about 10 minutes ago, Yahoo Sports. So go check that out.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Thursday. Rob Fisher going to join me. You know Rob Fisher, star of the Grizzlies broadcast. He's going to join me. We'll talk Grizzlies and just life in general with him. Can't wait. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. Be back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Thank you.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Stop by a Tennessee Lottery retailer and have a little fun. Play instant games today.
Get in the game. The Lotto America jackpot is now up to $19.05 million. And with tickets just $1, make sure to stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today for your chance to win. The next drawing is tonight.
Regions Bank presents Live at the Garden 2022 at the beautiful Memphis Botanic Garden. Saturday, August 20th, Live at the Garden welcomes Brett Young.
Let's just stay.
Don't miss Brett Young Live at the Garden.
In case you didn't know, baby, I'm crazy about you.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. More info at RadianceAmp.com. Also presented by Duncan Williams Investment Bankers, AutoZone, Gossett Motors, True Green, The Lilly Company, Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events.
Looking for a new ride but can't seem to find the one you want? Well, we Gossett covered at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Take the road by storm in a 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive SUV. Now just $245 a month. 36-month lease, $29.99 dual signing. That's $245 a month for a 2023 Kia Seltos LX. And we've got lots to choose from at Gossett. Gossett Kia on the Pike. But if you don't see what you want, we'll get it ordered for you ASAP. Just pick out the one you want. You won't pay over at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Plus, all Gossett Kias come equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. As for Bobby J, he'll put you in a new Kia today at Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. We'll shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor.
$650 acquisition fee, $30,610. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 9/1/22. Dealer stock only.
Coming for a hilarious night of comedy, it's Chris Tucker.
My family tripped out when they found out how much money I was making. My daddy tripping gonna tell me his doctor said he need a new car because the old car messing up his back. I said, damn, you don't swear me down. Look at that prescription. Your daddy need to be blue and convertible. It's good for my spirit, Charlie.